last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Where are you listening to us from?
Northern California.
All right, so you're hearing us live.
Hey, you know, they've been turning us off out here on the lights and everything. You know, we can't get no sleep, can't get no heat.
We can cut you some slack for that.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Right now, every light in this building is on.
Right. Everybody today, just for fun, everybody brought in their blenders and turned them on. Huh? There's nothing in them, and they're still running out of the hallway.
Yeah. It's great to live on the East Coast.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
I can't speak.
No, who would you do call?
I can't speak.
Don't call to play the name game.
It's on, Danny.
No calls to rape women.
I can't speak.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Yeah.
And don't call telling jokes.
I can't speak.
From your ears.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Yeah.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're gonna find.
Get into
the Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What? Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you remember that famous movie, The Last Temptation of Hoffer. He is known to some as Jesus Christ. I know him as Philip Hoffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey, what do you say, fans?
Phil wanted me to tell you a message. Please refer to him by his new name.
Which is?
Benicio Del Hochberg. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cookie Crumbles and all the ships at sea. Say hey to the guys who cut off two of my toes and taught me to roller skate.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
At least you didn't do the goddamn Superb Owl joke today.
But yeah. You did.
Thank God.
So I win.
Right. Yeah. You win again.
You win again. You embarrass me deliberately in front of a reporter,
Rob.
Christina.
Christopher.
Damn it.
Hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show coming to you from, well, the cheapest company in the world, Westwood One. They syndicate this show every day.
Do they really?
They do.
All right.
Send it out to over 60 stations. We're glad you're listening. It's a new episode on Wednesday Humpty. Jan 24. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
And of course, translated, that's 877-365-3636.
Welcome to my world.
That's our toll-free line, 877-365-3636.
Won't you come on
in? Oh, yes, please, every one of you, come on in. Today,
miracles, I guess.
With jam-packs. I mean, we normally have nothing going on. We normally have to make magic out of nothing. Today we got too much going on.
Step into.
We normally have to make pudding out of S.
But today we have the real ingredients.
Leave your cares behind.
Today we'll find out what it would be like to work on a real show with real scheduled guests.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's fantastic.
Happens every once in a while.
Of course it's
built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built
with you in mind.
Of course, all of it subject to change at any possible moment. But today on the show, Chuck Stossel, Jail Mail, a chance to yell at everybody's favorite movie reviewer. Also today, Leah Remini telling us about the CBS Plane of Stars going out to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we could talk to her about her recent appearance in Las Vegas on Regis and Regis.
Right, I don't think that she is invited on that plane, incidentally, to the Super Bowl. And the mayor of Baltimore today, Martin O'Malley.
Martin O'Malley
will be joining us, and we're going to try to give him tips on what dumb bet he should make with Rudy Giuliani for the Super Bowl.
Good. What's it going to be? Like a bushel of crabs?
And a bunch of apples.
Apple, New York State apples?
You know, I think, really, and I'm going to say this to the mayor, that if he wins, that Mayor Giuliani should be infected with some sexual disease, because isn't Baltimore the world headquarters of STD?
They have held that title, yes.
They have in the past. I'm not sure whether they currently hold it. I know they've had several categories that they've been leading in.
I know they were number one in VD for a while.
In syphilis, they were number one for a while.
They were number one in some of the rhea, some of the gonorrhea.
Right, right.
I think overall, per capita, I don't think, you know, total numbers, because they're not as big as, like, a New York. Right. But if you go by percentages, I think they hold fast at number one.
Well, then I think that should be the bet, that, you know, that that the mayor of Baltimore should say to the mayor of New York, if the Ravens win, you come to Baltimore, you come down to one of the crack houses, and you have unprotected sex with one of our Baltimore hoes.
And then if they lose, then the mayor of Baltimore has to go up to New York and be mugged in Central Park.
Yeah.
I mean, a good old traditional New York thing.
Fair. Yeah, because I know
even though he's cleaned up the city, you can still probably find somebody to mug him.
Yeah, so we'll offer the mayor some deal like that today. Our lead story, though, has to be the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, complaining, bitching, moaning, threatening, it pays off. Oh,
shortly before airtime, Dom was presented with a gift.
Look at that.
That's right. I finally got them.
They're pretty.
Yeah, my Super Bowl ticket.
Biggest sporting event of the year, and you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Got them.
Cool.
After all that bitching yesterday, you know, all Line 1 had to say yesterday was, you have my word, I'll make it happen. And we wouldn't have had that half-hour-long debate with him yesterday.
That is true, but you have to give him his props now.
Yeah, it happened.
And I told him that I would. And I told him I wouldn't bitch about the seats because I really don't care where the seats are.
Right. They're not bad, right?
Well,
come on.
They're where they always are.
Sure.
And again, I have no complaint with that. So thank you. Thank you very much to the management team.
That's good.
For coming through on something they promised me like 6 months ago. So anyway, got the tickets in hand.
There they are. You can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yes.
Off to Tampa.
Yahoo.
Tomorrow night for the fabulous Super Bowl.
And we'll have our Super Bowl show from Tampa Bay on Friday.
Very good.
You will hear that live on Friday and everything that happens. Now, the biggest story has to be those two, the last two guys of the Texas Seven that were caught at a Holiday Inn in Colorado Springs.
Right. Shortly, very close to where they'd left their van.
Glad, very glad, of course, that they were caught. I mean, who's not? As a matter of fact, I think another guy that might be calling in today is John Walsh.
Yeah.
At some point,
because
he wants to thank everybody from America's Most Wanted for helping to catch the bad guys. Now, the FBI has been criticized, and I think wrongly so, for allowing these two douchebags to do a telephone interview with a TV reporter in exchange for coming out of the room. Now, I saw the guy from the FBI say, listen, these guys had like 15 loaded guns in the room.
Yep.
They're nuts. They're out of their minds. If they want to do a five-minute interview, let them do the interview.
Sure.
Now, I'm most glad that they let them do the interview so that we could hear what these two guys had to say.
Mm-hmm. These are the two fugitives.
Because, well, listen, here,
one was a rapist and the other one was an armed robber, right?
The first thought I had as I heard the tapes of these guys doing their interview was either one of them could have been a regular caller to a phone scan on this show.
Yes, absolutely. I detected that in their voices.
Now, my favorite, now keeping in mind that they're both bad guys and I hope they lock them up forever.
Well, I think you're going to get your wish on that one.
My favorite, though, is convict Don Newberry, And I'm going to play you just a very short snippet.
Convict Don Newberry. Sounds like Don Newberry could be a radio name.
because I want to tell you something. He's a man who makes a lot of sense. Let's listen to him now.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and got 40 years. I don't see how the system is actually working.
You know, not since Ray Lewis was defending himself yesterday at the Super Bowl have I heard such brilliant logic.
Uh-huh.
Right. That the reason that these guys are claiming that they broke out of jail
is because they were given unfair sentences for the nature of their crime.
Yes, and what he's saying is, I robbed a place and I got 99 years. Why, the same day, another gentleman robbed a convenience store and cut a guy's nuts off, and he only got 40 years.
There's logic right there. Did anybody check on whether this guy that was saying this had any prior offenses? Because usually that's the way that works. You know,
right.
That's why you get the 99 years,
that's
because
right.
You've done it before.
Listen to these guys. God damn. Listen to these guys.
I had to make a statement.
You know, it might as well be like this. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Our judicial system in the state of Texas has really gone to the pits.
Yeah, you're calling us from Texas. Hi, what can we do for you?
We're receiving 99 years for a robbery for $68. Hey, no way
caller,
injury.
Caller, can you turn your radio down, please?
Injured. There's no proof that a gun was
not listening to
used in the robbery other than an unreliable witness that just picked out.
No, we don't do it at the top of the hour.
Everything before was created a statement through information of my priors and everything else that apparently the prosecutor had given to him, which is strictly against the law as well.
Have you written a letter to Charlie Stossel? What is the point of this telephone call?
We have a Texas Ranger. He admitted in trial that the evidence was tainted, yet I received 99 years.
Well, which member of the Texas Rangers was it? Was it Nolan Ryan we're talking about? Was it Pudge Rodriguez?
Certainly couldn't be A-Rod. He just joined the team.
The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and he got 40 years.
Hey, listen, douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to us.
Right.
Okay. It's Don and Mike. You're talking to us.
Come on, get with the program.
I don't see how the system is actually working.
Well, you just got to figure out. You're screened and you get through. I mean, it works that easily.
Mike, the same caller is on the line again. He would like to talk about rehabilitation. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
I don't hold it against the administration or the officers involved in what we're doing. I've done crime. I need to receive, you know, got to face the music.
Huh?
But
you said you got to face the music.
There's got to be something within reason in the state of Texas. They're giving kids so much time that they will never get to see light again. Their life is gone.
Yeah.
Now all they are is a roach in a cage. Things have to be changed. There needs to be more rehabilitation in the system down there.
Yes, there needs to be more rehabilitation in the system.
Wonder if he's going to be a hero when he gets back to the prison. They probably won't put him where he was before.
No.
You know, couldn't even go to college. Oh, no, you can't go to college.
And it's too bad because, man, TCU, Texas A&M.
Sure.
They were lined up with this guy with scholarships.
He could have been a white-collar criminal.
Come on.
Come on.
Where's the rehabilitation when you can't even help yourself?
Okay, and
there you go.
The other guy. Here we go. Here's the other guy, Patrick Murphy Jr. I mean, these guys,
they don't sound desperate to me.
These guys are such friggin' hillbillies.
When you were in Woodland Park, obviously, the Texas 7, America's Most Wanted, your pictures are up everywhere.
Oh, and incidentally, this is a reporter who thinks that now...
Oh, his day is made.
He thinks he's going to be like on Dateline NBC, that someone's going to call Stone Phillips and fire Stone Phillips now.
He will get a break out of this.
Oh,
you know he will, absolutely.
Oh,
how exactly did you blend in? What kind of... You were up there several weeks. How did you blend in? How did you, you know, try to be a sort of chameleon within the community?
Well, that was rather, we joked about it often, but
God.
This is really just by downplaying ourselves and changing our hair color and such.
And incidentally, if you want to downplay yourselves, dye your hair platinum blonde.
And such.
And such. The only thing that could have made this more like a color video, we dyed our hair and whatnot.
And
whatnot.
So.
Or so. Or so. Blonde or so.
Now tell me, you're talking about the fact that you were changing your hair color and such, you're trying to blend in. What exactly was your day-to-day like? Obviously, it's going to be a lot difficult and different for you than it would be for me.
Hey, there you go. Here's a great question.
Yeah, he was not 200. You can imagine the pucker factor he had.
Jesus.
Day-to-day life was, you know...
Thinking about that reporter now.
We tried to remain as calm as possible at all times, but vigilant.
Calm but vigilant.
Have you? How about if the reporter really blew it? You know, and say, okay, have you thought about the fact that when you do eventually, after this interview is over, give yourself up that you might die? Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. Oh, my bad.
It'd be difficult to get into that right now.
Now, many times we had talked to several people in the Woodland Park area, and they had said that they had seen many of you out in the community. They had said hi to you. Obviously, they had also said the fact that you attended Christian meetings, that you tried to blend into the community.
Did
tell
they
me
really?
A little bit about
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we attempted to be as friendly and...
Okay, wait a minute, hold on. Yes, we did break out of jail, mm-hmm. and we did kill a police officer, but then we dyed our hair, and we attempted to be as friendly as we could to the local citizenry.
They played loud Christian music in their trailer.
Why? One man...
What a friend we have in Jesus.
One man robbed a convenience store and cut another man's nuts off. He only got 40 years.
He got 40 years.
And as neighborly as we could, as God. Far as the Christian meetings were, that was only one man. And he was the man who committed suicide. That was part of the cover, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were trying to... he was trying to... pass us off as a church worker traveling around.
Jesus.
I'm an evangelist.
We would like rehabilitation.
A church work crew with blonde hair. It looked like a bunch of pro wrestlers.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and he got 40 years.
See, where's the justice in that?
Right. So is that the going rate? 20 years per nut?
I think so.
Okay.
See percent. How the system is actually working.
There he is. Yeah, there they are. Himself, whatnot, or so, and such.
There they go.
We were trying to be neighborly and such. Well, you know, kudos to law enforcement for getting all those guys.
Bravo.
Got every one of them.
Good job.
You know, really, I didn't think they would. After a couple of weeks, I didn't think that they'd be able with that many guys.
Well, look at how stupid these guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, I fault the police for not catching them earlier. These guys are so dumb.
It's an American tragedy, Don. An American tragedy.
Well, there's another fellow the same day. Robbed a convenience store, cut a man's nuts off.
And now I know that I took the revolver and I stuck it in the person's face, but he really cut the nuts off.
Yeah.
Why did I get 99 years?
Where's the rehabilitation?
Right. Isn't that a pattern nowadays?
I can't go to college.
Yeah, that sucks. So that's why we broke out of jail and killed the police officer. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing it because kids now, they get put in jail and they're like roaches
in a cage. And all they've done is commit a major felony.
Where's the rehabilitation?
I mean, you owe me. I know that I don't know.
Cut his nuts off.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and he got 40 years. I don't see how the system is actually working.
Well, hey, excellent point.
There you go. Touche. Game, set, and match.
Well, maybe he'll see how it's working when he goes back there for the rest of his life.
All right, they got him.
And I'm not even as pissed off at those guys as I am at stupid Ray Lewis. That, you know, I watched part of his press conference yesterday. Down
saw a little of it myself, yes.
But now that I'm reading the quotes from Ray Lewis, I'm getting even madder.
Sure. Well, I don't blame you for getting mad. I mean, even if First of all, the fact that he didn't express any remorse.
Listen, here's all you got to do if you're Ray
Lewis.
Even
if he's not, you know, even if he wasn't anywhere near the crime.
You got to say, I was hanging out with the bad guys.
Right.
You know, I didn't tell the cops everything that I knew. I'm real sorry.
That's all, and then it's over with. Yeah. But if you're going to go in with an attitude, it's going to suck.
Here we go. All the off the field, these are all quotes now from Ray Lewis. All this off the field stuff, I don't have to deal with it. Jesus didn't please everybody either.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Jesus was spit on and lashed at, and he hung his head and never said a mumbling word. So what do I have to say about two people who still think I murdered
two people?
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, no pun intended. Right. You know, the fact is, I mean, he was there that night. Show just the tiniest bit of remorse, I mean, and just be, you know, I'm trying to move on with my life. Instead of, what was he saying, something about the mayor of Atlanta and the fact that they were trying to get him.
Yeah.
He was not convicted. He plea bargained. Right?
Hold on. Here we go. Wait a minute. You should be mad at the mayor of, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm black. But let's find out the real truth. The real truth was never about these two dead kids on the street. This was about Ray Lewis. And that's not right. Don't be mad at me. The people to be mad at are the prosecutor, Paul Howard, and the mayor of Atlanta. And the people who never cared at one time to find out who killed these people. They said, we're going to get Ray Lewis. But Ray Lewis was never the guy. You know, first, besides breaking the first rule of never speaking of yourself in third person.
Exactly.
You know, just... Eat a humble pill,
you know, really, and it's not hard to do. I mean, you are blessed. You were given your life back. You're making it to the Super Bowl. You're playing the game at the highest possible level. It's time to, you know, and even if you don't believe it, you just BS it. If you're mad at the world, just pretend you're not.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who's dumber. If it's this guy right here.
I was beat 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off. You're an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and you got 40 years.
Right.
I don't see how the system is actually working.
I don't know who's dumber, that guy or Ray Lewis, for saying, Jesus didn't please everybody either. Jesus was spit on and lashed at, and he hung his head and never said a mumbling word.
That's worse, I think. You know, if you're leaving a party where two people get stabbed to death, that's what you want to do. You want to compare yourself to Jesus.
You know, the last time I checked, and, you know, admittedly, I haven't read the Bible front to back in a long time, but I don't ever remember Jesus getting into a Lincoln Navigator wearing a gigantic full-length fur coat.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
I don't ever remember Jesus at a press conference wearing his hat all crooked.
Yeah, you know what's amazing to me is the fact that for whatever reason, he did go through the process. You know, he wasn't convicted of this. He did plea bargain. You know, and I think he plea bargained to obstructing justice.
Mm-hmm.
I think
right,
that was one of what he pleaded guilty to.
He didn't tell the cops the truth.
So, I mean, he is, in a certain way, you know, pleading that he was responsible for obstructing the investigation.
Uh-huh.
You at least come out with remorse and say this has been a tragedy.
Right.
But you don't sit there and run down everybody else. It's time to take a little personal responsibility.
And it's the coach of the Ravens, who's just as bad.
He's an a-hole.
The guy who got up the day before. And then I'll tell you why this guy did this. I'm going to tell you. I don't know Brian Billick. I don't know Ray Lewis. But I know how this guy Brian Billick thinks. He doesn't give a rat's ass about Ray Lewis as a person. He's just like that guy from Green Bay that called us yesterday about
Chewy. Uh-huh.
He stands up for Ray Lewis because Ray Lewis is the best football player on defense in the National Football League.
Right.
So what Billick does is he stands up yesterday and he says, we're not going to address the topic, or on Monday, I guess,
right,
of Ray Lewis. And furthermore, shame on everybody in the media who's made this the story that it is.
Yeah.
And here's what he's trying to do. It's two-part. In first part, he's trying to take some of the pressure off Ray Lewis,
right,
and put it on himself.
Which is what a coach is supposed to do.
And second, he's doing it so that the Ravens win the game.
Right.
He's doing it so that the Ravens have that bunker down mentality.
Oh, and absolutely, and you know something? He's doing it brilliantly.
And so the Ravens think it's us against the world.
I can't agree with you more on that.
Look at all the members of the media crowding around poor Ray and hounding poor Ray.
Yeah, poor
you
Ray.
You know, they're not giving us our respect. Oh, nobody likes the Ray. Look at that poor Ray.
I'll tell you one thing that the coach and Ray Lewis have done wrong, though. If they wanted this to go away, they could have handled it in a different way. And I think you're absolutely right. I think Brian Billick is somebody that maybe doesn't want this to go away. I think he doesn't mind the fact that, hey, it's us against them. They all hate us. We're going, you know, I can't think of a better attitude,
right?
To go into a major contest in the NFL and then with the attitude that we are the badasses. We are the guys that everybody hates.
Nobody likes us.
You're going to feel like Superman.
Yeah.
It doesn't win football games when you go in going, hey, everybody likes us.
And I guarantee that if... I don't know whoever the third-string quarterback for the Ravens is. If the third-string quarterback for the Ravens was involved in this whole thing... Well, first off, his ass would have been cut off the team.
Oh, you better believe it.
And second off, if Brian Billick was asked about it, he would say, it is a non-factor.
Right.
Well, what he did was wrong, and he should stand up, and he should just say, hey, I'm accountable for it.
Sure.
But it's because Ray Lewis is, he's the best goddamn football player in America.
He truly is. Nobody can argue that. And you know, the fact of the matter is, he made the plea. What I don't understand is why he talks the way he talks about this situation.
So cocky.
You know, it seems to me, when you're talking about two dead guys, and you're talking about families that have lost two people, why can't you just fake it?
Why bring the J-Man into it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're comparing yourself. You are so oppressed that you're just like Jesus Christ. There's a real secure... You know, stable attitude about yourself. Uh-huh. Tell me he's not that deluded.
So after I read the Ray Lewis quotes, then I start to think, hey, Don Newberry's making some sense.
Uh-huh. I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store, and he got 40 years.
Right.
I don't see how the system is actually working.
Jesus. And what I love when I'm watching this on TV this morning is, and they're replaying this clip 1,000 times, right. Nobody ever mentions the fact that the guy's saying on TV that somebody else cut off another guy's nuts.
No, they're just accepting it, you know. It's okay. Wouldn't it be great if the anchors could come back on, smirk, chuckle, grin, cut another guy's nuts off?
He said nuts.
Wow, he seems to be a little obsessed about that.
He said nuts.
Crazy.
Jesus Christ, what a mess. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
First of all, I'm calling from Baltimore.
Okay.
Secondly, the Super Bowl should be about the Super Bowl, not about what happened to Ray Lewis last year.
Yeah, but don't you think that Brian Billick kind of brought that on the whole situation when he raved out at the reporters?
I think they never let it go. I think there was always an issue about Ray Lewis and his murder trial incident. They should. First of all, what I noticed yesterday, you know, with the media, you know, asking the questions and everything, they mentioned. They were talking about everything except the Super Bowl. They wouldn't mention nothing.
Right, okay, yeah. Hello. Because your dumbass coach got up and made a big deal about it on Monday.
Well, see, the thing was, he was basically telling them not to ask these questions because he's
right.
Right,
and then you know what you do when you do? When you ask that, when you tell that to reporters, that's like telling reporters to ask the questions. And when you do that, you make more of a big deal about it. And don't you
say it, but...
But don't you wait? Hold on. Don't you think that Ray Lewis, when he sat down yesterday and he was talking about it yesterday, that if he'd handled it differently, this thing would have gone away a little quicker. That it wouldn't be the big deal. But when you come down and
you compare yourself to Jesus Christ.
I mean, but listen, knowing the history of the media, it would have been mentioned if nobody had said a word.
Mm-hmm.
The media would have.
It's the media's. It's the media's fault. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the media's fault. What I'm saying is, when you're dealing with an issue of the Super Bowl, it should be about the Super Bowl.
Oh, please.
It shouldn't be about what happened a year ago.
Hey, you're always players' lives when they result, you know, when they're hanging around people and a resulting double murder occurs.
You know what?
I understand, but he expressed his concern about the loss of
those
two guys.
Really?
Yeah, but you know something? He's got to do it for the rest of his life.
And he had to do it yesterday on the biggest stage in the world.
You know something? He walked. He's playing in the Super Bowl. He's making the money.
Even if that is the case, I mean, think about it. If you were charged with a murder, would you want to live with that for the rest of your life?
You have to.
You have to.
You're not guilty?
You have to. And that is not fair. And it is not fair if he didn't have anything to do with it, that he has to live with that. But you know something? He does. And he's gotten his job back. He's playing at the best level. He's the best defensive player in the NFL.
Why
but he has to live with that, and he has to handle that.
Well, I think even with respect to that, I think he handled himself very eloquently as far as how he addressed the issue.
Please, he's a dick. Are you kidding? I mean,
he's comparing
himself to Jesus Christ.
I'm going to tell you something. One thing about Jesus will forgive you a lot quicker than man will.
Yeah, but was he right to compare himself to Jesus?
Oh, no. I think nobody should compare themselves.
Thank you.
At the same time. Goodbye.
Oh. I'm glad we could straighten that out.
And, I mean, the forgiveness is not the issue.
No.
I mean, really, it's not the issue. He wasn't convicted. So, I mean, he didn't do it.
Right.
And, I mean, the courts have found him not guilty. He pleaded guilty to obstructing justice. If he pleaded guilty, then he's guilty of that, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And as far... You know, when you do have to live with that the rest of your life.
You sit down yesterday... Like I said, Billick started this. And keep in mind, Billick started this just because he wants to win the freaking game.
Wanted to get everybody fired up.
Right. So Billick started this, and Billick right now has to be the happiest guy in the world. He's a hole.
Ray Lewis took the bait. Do you believe this?
Right.
He compared himself to Jesus. God, people are going to hate us.
He's going to be, you know, he's hoping that Ray Lewis gets to that game and is absolutely out of his mind on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's what the coaches do. They want to motivate their players.
Listen, Jesus, the real Jesus, turned water into wine. Ray Lewis has turned wine into an art form. What you do is you stand up. Well, first off, you wear your cap straight. Okay. If you're giving a news conference about your involvement in a murder,
be humble.
You don't wear your hat at a jaunty angle. Then second, you just say, you know what? I'm sick of all this. I'm accountable for what I did. I feel bad about it. Let's please let it go.
Yeah, I mean, really, the best advice you can give anyone in a situation like that is less. You know, is more. Mm-hmm. You're clear.
You don't complain yourself.
You don't start bitching at people.
To Jesus. Just like if you're one of seven guys that just broke out of jail and killed a cop, well, you don't want to say, well, listen, I know a guy who cut a guy's nuts off and only went to jail for 40 years.
Yeah.
They're both equally stupid.
You bite the bullet. I mean, you do. You deal with it. And unfortunately, yes, you do have to live with that the rest of your life. You know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he was in that position. Of course it is. And, you know, I don't doubt for a second that Ray Lewis probably regrets that he was ever in that Navigator. But, you know, the fact of the matter is he was, and he does have to live with it. And, you know, he did get his job back. He's back in the NFL, and he's playing at a high level. He's making tons of money.
Uh-huh.
You know, if he has good people around him, a good family, that's enough.
But you mark my words. It's Billick that started this.
Yeah.
And Billick is no freaking dummy. He's the best spoken, most eloquent, best goddamn mind player. He's a mind effer. He's the best. And what he's done is he stoked this Ray Lewis thing up. Ray Lewis performed exactly as he wished.
You know, do you agree that you'll be able to tell in the first quarter of that game if it worked? Because, you know, it can work, and it can also backfire. It can backfire because it does become the distraction. But if it works, don't you think they're going to come out? And you'll know within two plays how the level that they're playing at.
I'm sure the Ravens are going to win.
Right.
I mean, I had thought we were going to have a game, but now I'm sure that the Ravens are going to win.
I'm not so sure, you know, because if it does fall into that distraction camp,
no.
You know, where it's too much for some of the other guys.
You know what? Billick's having a meeting.
Right.
And Billick's getting all of them together, and he's standing up in front of the chalkboard, and he's saying, did you hear what they said to Ray yesterday? Did you hear how they won't let this go? They are not respecting the Baltimore Ravens. And that's when he turns it around from about Ray Lewis.
I swear to God,
that's true. You can picture him standing up at the podium going, are we going to take this? No, because we're not playing a football game. We are battling for our pride.
Yeah.
Now you go out there and you give your soul for the Baltimore Ravens. You know, meanwhile, Brian Billick doesn't give a rat's ass about any of those guys. You know, as soon as the guy breaks a leg, he's like a piece of meat, like a horse. You shoot him and get rid of him. Christ, that's the hypocrisy in all of it.
Well, you know, it is a side story. It's a tragic side story to the game, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I find it very difficult to disagree with you on that, because I really think that he is using it to motivate it.
And listen, it's Billick that started it. Billick went down and had a 10-minute press conference on Monday as soon as they got off the airplane in Tampa.
He's got to know. You rave out at the media Now, that's the way of having the media on your ass for another year.
Yeah, he was pointing at members of the media, and he was saying, you guys are bad. Mm-hmm. You guys should have let this go. I'm not going to allow you to continue this.
Right.
You know, because we're here to play a football game.
Yeah.
Yeah, bull ass. Well, that's why I'm sure. Listen, if you're from Baltimore, you should be happy.
Because you're probably going to get a win.
It's a lock. The Ravens are going to win.
Yeah. It's like when, you know, when it's a different version of it, but it's like when some player trash talks during the week and they put it up on the bulletin board. You know, it's the oldest thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it's somebody's, you know, saying, hey, these guys are, you know, these guys are criminals. You know, that what a great way to motivate a team. You know, they call us good. They disrespect us that way. Absolutely.
Right. You know, football players buy into all that stupid stuff anyway. Like, you know, are they going to come into our house? How many times have you seen the NFL films? They're like, you know, nobody comes into our house. This is our house.
That's out of Rudy.
Yeah, well,
no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's goddamn ridiculous.
Yep.
It really is. So anyway, there you go. That's what I got for you today. Oh, and, well, as long as we're on the topic of disturbing stories in the news, Rob brought this story to my attention. I can only thank because he has a young child, and perhaps he's looking for some guidance as to the raising of the child.
Very good.
Miami couple who disciplined their 11-year-old son by ripping off his toenails.
Oh, my God.
Dropping a sledgehammer on his feet and making him eat his own vomit.
Holy S.
Will spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh. Jesus. There you go. Thanks, Rob.
What are they blaming it on? How are they not accepting personal responsibility?
Right.
They said that if Jesus had done it.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I'm kidding.
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we heard about another man who cut off his son's toes, not just the toenails, and dropped a sledgehammer on both of his feet, and not only made him eat his puke, but made him eat his BM.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's how Goofus parents kids, not how Gallant does.
And they're going away for life?
Yeah, they're put away
good.
For life.
All right, good.
Haven't we had this discussion? I always thought it was Goofus and Gallant.
I think we have, and I think I don't remember what was resolved.
How did you stand on that?
Was it in Boys Life magazine?
I think it was in Highlight, the gayest magazine of all.
But I used to read it at the dentist's office.
Right, as the doctors get it.
My daughter loves that magazine.
Okay, well, it's different.
But I guess
she's a young lady.
Yeah, I suppose maybe it is it's kind of better for ladies.
Well, I was a boy, and I would read it in the dentist's office.
Was that where you had to find something?
Right. No. Goofus and Gallant was like a cartoon strip where there were two kids. Goofus always would do something bad.
Goofus and Gallant.
Gallant. I thought it was Gallant because he was like
Well, I think you can
Gallant
say it either way.
Well, obviously.
So you say like Foyer and Foyer.
Goofus was the guy, the kid who was always getting in trouble.
Right.
And Gallant or Gallant. He was
the hero.
Right.
Yes, he was the nice guy.
Because he was so damn gallant.
Yes, that's right.
But it's Mitsubishi Gallant, not Gallant, right?
It's Mitsubishi Gallant.
But do they spell it the same way?
I believe so.
The dictionary says it can be pronounced either way, but their preferred pronunciation is Gallant.
Ah, okay.
Gallant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hi. So why do you think he's getting so much grief over conspiring murder? I thought that was something everybody did.
Pardon me?
What?
Why do you think Ray Cruz, or what's his name?
Ray Lewis.
Honey, if you're going to argue something, you should know what you're talking about.
Well,
first.
No, the other one is convicted of conspiring murder, but this one is just upset because people think he conspired murder. But, I mean, that happens on our radio every day. I mean, I hear you guys do it all the time.
Oh, this is that lady that loves being on the radio.
Oh, come on.
That Nazi
Fagan.
Why is that a problem for people?
Because, honey, because we don't really go out and do it.
No, but you don't have to go out and do it. You can just tell people to do it or organize it or whatever.
We don't tell people to kill people.
Sure you do. Oh, come on, Mike. You know you do. I mean, I'm not saying anything wrong.
You know, you know what you are? You're that lady that just loves to call and argue.
I hate you.
I hate you.
This is the JonBenet lady.
You're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You admit that you're a hypocrite.
Oh, God. She just goes her own thing.
And you slam everyone else for being hypocrites and all this other stuff. And you're worse.
Don, I'm reaching underneath the chair to get an axe.
Honey,
listen.
Look at what I have in my hand.
If we're so hypocrites, I don't know where it is, Mike. We don't know where the PT double
my gosh.
If we're such hypocrites, why do you listen all the time?
I don't listen all the time, but when I can get on the air, I
just whenever
exactly.
whenever you hear a topic that you know you can call in and try to fool us with this bull ass.
I'm not
you're the same lady.
I'm telling you the truth.
You're the same lady that called in and said, that Mike and I advocated the killing of children.
No, when, you encouraged it. Yes, you did. Yeah, you did.
See, this is
That's
the same lady.
Yeah,
when we were talking about
years,
John Bennett.
We're not
going to
fall.
You did it for years.
We're not going to fall into the trap.
There we go.
We're not going to fall.
Warning. Warning. Terminate this call. Warning. This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system.
Right.
The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Call terminated.
There
Thank
go.
You. And good day.
You're welcome.
Best piece of technology we ever installed in
Amen.
The studio.
And she's a pro.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
She's just some lonely bitch out there.
Yeah, talking about desperate.
Who can't get anything going between her legs. So she just, she likes calling this show when she thinks that she can, you know, get our motors going.
Yeah, she has no real agenda either. I mean, it's just simply to get us going. That's
right.
The goal.
Please.
So it's not legitimate. And when it's not legitimate, it's no fun.
Right.
No fun to argue with somebody if there's not a legitimate call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Oops, what am I doing? Somebody hit the delay?
No.
I hope not. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Yes, I have a song to play for you. I think you both might like.
All right, go.
All right.
Oh, not the Macarena.
Timely.
Sitting in my house and I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Going grab a pants out, it's the one with Sharon Stone.
Okay, all right.
God.
Well, it would have been funny about 2 years ago when that song was out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Still gives us a little chuckle.
Hey, masturbator. You know, and look, we've spent all this time, but we've not even discussed tomorrow's show.
Yes.
We've got to start soliciting for this right now.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away $1,000, courtesy of The Cell, rated R, with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, and Vince Vaughn. Okay, so they're giving us $1,000, the movie is, to give away.
Very good.
And tomorrow we're going to be playing What's In There, where we urge girls to come down and put stuff in their cooters. And we urge guys to come down and put stuff in their dookies. Now, what you're going to do is, whatever it is that you put in, it has to have some space where it's coming out. And then what you do is, you come in with a beach towel on. So, for instance, if you had a Snickers bar, if you were a woman, it might look like you had wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we would look at you wearing a towel around your waist with something coming out of your cooter. And we have 10 questions to see if we can guess
right
what's in there. If we cannot guess what's in there, you take off the towel, you show us what's in there, and then you go into the random drawing for the $1,000.
Now, for the guys, it's going to be between two pillows, right?
Yes, in their duke.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like up inside there, though.
No. Simply
just between two pillows.
Between the cheeks.
Right. And for the women, it's got to be,
you know,
out there a little bit.
In the cooter, you know.
Down there of where we do not speak.
Half in the cooter and half out of the cooter. So you come in and, you know, toga style.
Right.
You wear a robe and we'll ask you to turn to the left and turn to the right. And,
and we're going
to
be observing while they have the robe on so we can't see what it is.
Or the towel. Yes.
The towel.
And then we're going to start with, I don't know how many contestants. Let's say we have 15 contestants.
Okay.
Well, of those 15, the people who fool us will go into a random drawing for the $1,000.
And if nobody fools us?
Then all the people go into a random drawing for the $1,000.
That's very cool.
And, of course, there's, you know, extra points if you do a topless.
No!
Your odds would be increased if you're a girl.
Right.
And you do a topless.
So, obviously, it's be creative.
Yes.
And don't, you know, obviously don't put anything dangerous down.
No, I mean, I was thinking about it. Obviously, yesterday I said Snickers bar.
I just don't want anything dangerous down there. Nothing really sharp, right?
An ear of corn,
a
carrot, a piece of celery.
A cell phone?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
You know, anything that can basically fit down there.
Yes. Now, here's how we're going to have to do this.
You can't hide it entirely.
No. Part of it has to be sticking out, either the front or the back.
Yeah, it has to sort of be a lump in the towel.
So, what we need you to do is call. Well, we're not going to do the contest now like we normally do. We're going to take calls on this. And we're going to count on Lisa and Charlie
to make sure that whatever people are going to be putting either in their cooters or dooters, that they have something that's worthwhile.
Very good.
Because it would serve no purpose if people called and said, hey, Don and Mike, I'm going to put a Snickers bar in my cooter, because then right away we'd know
that someone's got a Snickers bar.
Right.
So, and, you know, after all the talk of Snickers bar,
someone's going to do it.
I know that, you know, or perhaps another candy bar.
You know,
and I think we would get it if we said candy bar. Because, I mean, if you consider all the candy with 10 questions,
well,
you know, if it's anywhere from Baby Ruth to Butterfinger to Reese's Pieces,
I don't know.
You think we have to be that specific?
Well, you've got your full-size Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You've got your payday.
But no fun size.
No, no, no.
Fun size is not allowed, because fun size will go away and hide.
As we call them, no Goldstein size.
Absolutely.
On this show. Got to be, if it's a candy bar, it has to be a full-size candy bar. So, for $1,000, girls and guys.
Okay.
Call now and talk to Charlie and talk to Lisa at 877-365-3636. Tell them what you're willing to come down tomorrow. Now, you know, at some point, you're going to have to take the towel off so we can see if you stump us.
After we're done with the 10 questions.
Yes, after we're done with the 10 questions. If we don't know, we
and
say, geez.
Sit there and, boy, I tell you, I sure hope we have more women than men playing.
We don't know. And then the girl says, well, Don and Mike, you never guessed. You know, it's an aruga or whatever squash it is or something like that. And then,
an aruga.
You know,
it's a zucchini.
Right. She whips off her bottom and
take a look at this.
And we see it poking out. Well, then
it's a Nike sneaker.
She would be a finalist for the $1,000, and we'll have great runner-up prizes.
It's a full-size diving board.
Everybody gets a free copy of the movie The Cell just for coming down, but one person will win $1,000. And, you know, I think maybe we'll just keep it to 10 people.
Okay.
Just keep it to 10 to give the people that come down a better chance to win.
And everybody shower up.
Five guys, five girls, okay? So call Charlie and call Lisa right now, and then what they'll do is they'll put you on hold. What? Six and four?
Six and four. Don, thank you, Rob.
Maybe,
thank you. Very good suggestion.
Yeah. Maybe